Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for listening on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate it. Still to come on the program this morning, about a half hour from now, I'll talk to former Governor Don Siegelman. That's coming up on the program. Certainly been in the trenches, in the trench warfare of gaming in the past. But let's see what he thinks of this iteration. And then we'll talk to him about, well, what's going on with the Democratic Party in Alabama these days and what he thinks of Joe Biden so far as his presidency. So that and more. By the way, 251-343-0106. If you would like to weigh in on anything, we're all ears. Are actually text works rail, so we'll be all eyes for the remainder of the show. If you want to respond, let us know what you think. Joining us on the line now, late addition to the guest roster, but we're glad we could get him on and make time for him. Former State Senator John Rice of Opelika. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Jeff. Sure have enjoyed listening to the show.
We appreciate that.
Everything's good. Everything's good. It really is.
Well, I assume we would get your thoughts on what's unfolding right now in the state house, this gaming bill, the House version. What do you make of this whole situation? It looks like it's deteriorating in a hurry, but you never know in Montgomery.
Well, the bill is all junked up now. It started out as a lottery bill with some questionable things about it, but now it's a questionable bill with a lottery stuck in it. It's just a mess. If it passes, it would put before the voters here in Alabama the largest change in the state constitution ever since the constitution was adopted in 1901. You just can't imagine what this thing could do to shake up the state. It's really bad. So hopefully it will fail today to get mentioned as a passed bill. Hopefully we'll kill it. And I've been out of office 31 years, so I've watched a lot of legislation. I've helped kill a lot, and, you know, I make the rounds in the state, and everywhere I go, people want to vote on the lottery, but they don't want to vote on this huge giveaway of the state government. And that's all it is, Jeff. It's so convoluted, it's kind of hard to imagine that we're at this point, to be honest with you. And I think the House version and the Senate version are so far apart that I don't know how they're going to get it back together. But crooked things happen at night, so we'll see how that comes about here when the floor vote ever comes. It should be late in the day today, but hopefully we'll be able to kill the day without having to take a vote.
The fascinating thing about this is like you said, it all began as a up or down vote on a lottery. And then, well, I mean, I understand that there's certain parties in the state that have leverage over the process, these existing gaming facilities and those interests. I get all of that. But it's even more than that, though. It's like you said, along the way you added rural broadband. Isn't that great? More money for education. Okay. More scholarships. And now here we are today talking about expanding Medicaid. It's just so much is getting added on here that it looks like it's going to collapse under its own weight.
Well, expanding Medicaid sounds like, well, why not take that free money? The problem is, when the gamers can no longer supply the money, we got to raise everybody's taxes to keep our share of the matchup. I mean, we don't need more government in Alabama. We need less government. We have the largest education budget in the history of this state. Our teachers, though, only got a 2% pay raise out of it. But that's not because of a lack of money. That just happens to be the way that your legislature allocated it. So the general fund is the largest it's ever been. So that means you're going to get more general fund government. And if you take more money out of the private sector and give it to government in the form of taxes on casinos or taxes on people that buy lottery tickets, you just grow government. You don't grow the private sector. So, you know, I'm the longtime chairman of the Alabama Foundation for Limited Government. And I just believe that you have to keep your eye on government. Because they're willing to keep an eye on our dollars. We have to know what they're doing. And how much more government do you want? Because if you just pour the general fund full of money, then it just kind of stays in Montgomery. It doesn't help the average citizen. And the education dollars, if you keep giving it to higher ed to compete with each other, and you don't put it in the K-12 classroom where it belongs and where most of us think of our tax dollars going, then you haven't accomplished the goal. And our low test scores right now are 11 years of failed Republican leadership. My party, they forced Common Core on us in 2010 when our test scores were 25th and 26th in reading and math, and now we're last or next to last or even below last, if you can believe that, how you can be 52nd in something when you were 25th and just 10 years ago. But it's been your Alabama legislature that has wanted to destroy public education and allow some people to come back and lease charter schools to us or something. But they have forced Common Core on us so they could sell the Pearson Education manuals that threw out all the other books. And now we find out that Biden's Department of Education is going to force out a history Common Core test that is all tied to federal funds. I just don't know how much more we want.
The amazing thing is the whole push, one of the big pushes, I won't say the whole push, I think a lot of people, just like you said, they just want the lottery or the ability to vote on it or whatever that might entail. But the big push is, well, we need all this revenue. We need the revenue to make quality of life better despite having passed record education trust fund budgets and general fund budgets the last couple of years. That would suggest to me, and we've had a big downturn because of the pandemic, maybe it's not so much that the when it comes to dealing with problems, it's not necessarily the funding. I think, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong about this, Senator, but per pupil, we're not, you know, we may be 49th or 50th based on whatever metric U.S. News or World Report want to use to judge our public education system in this state. I have some questions about the a lot of these rankings you see, but we're kind of somewhere in the middle of the pack when it comes to per pupil spending.
Oh yeah, we're not below average in spending at all. No, we're not at the bottom. We do well with our tax dollars. We really do. So where we are next is, if we get more money, what are you going to do with it? Well, that is a wealth transfer out of the private sector into the public sector. And that means you get more government. That doesn't mean you get a higher quality of life. We've got a pretty good quality of life in Alabama. And I'm at Chris's Hot Dogs in downtown Montgomery. And I walk in and the owner, Gus, says, "Hey, you know anybody wants to work?" And he's behind the counter working himself to death because their people are all at home, are not coming to work anymore. And they can't hire anybody. They're interviewing people that won't work. Now, this economy's hot. If you want a job, you can get two or three. And if you don't want one, I guess you're going to check it in the mail. I'm not sure what happened. I'm just not. Everybody I know that wants to work got plenty of work. So, I mean, I don't see how a lottery... It can be fun, I guess, for people. I've never bought a lottery ticket, but for those people that like to fool their money and, you know, have a little fun on Fridays or whatever they do, I get it. But full-fledged casinos handed out to existing illegal operators doesn't make a lot of sense. And if you're going to put it in a constitutional amendment that those are the only casinos you can ever have, even if times change, you have to go back to the legislature and get a load of this. All they need to do today is pass this gambling proposal by simple majority to send it to the voters. But in that bill is buried that if you want to change it, you've got to get a 3/4 vote out of both houses of legislature to ever change it. And what do you think the chances of that are?
I mean, they barely keep the lights on at the state house. To think that you could overcome that kind of hurdle does seem very unlikely.
Well, of course you can't. But what they're doing is they're locking themselves into lockdown.
Right.
Where the will of the people could not be heard a second time. If you decide it's not working and you wanted to change it, then the casino operators would tell you just no. and that'd be pretty much the end of it. So, yeah, this is a bad, bad deal, Jeff. It's the worst I've seen in since I've been fooling with the legislature for the last almost 50 years. I've been out of office over 30 years, and I just, this particular legislature, you hope your listeners know that it's really up to them to keep these people in tow.
Well, I think it just sort of went sideways at the end, and more and more got added to it. But it's like you say, and I hear this complaint a lot. It grows government, and you know we're a Republican state, which would imply that you're somewhat conservative. I know the two don't necessarily mean the same thing, but that this doesn't seem it's becoming a bill that doesn't have that. You know, what does it do to either decrease government, the size of government, or, like you say, take away, streamline some of that wealth transfer that's going on in society right now, particularly at the state level? And it does neither, which aren't hallmarks of this conservatism that a lot of these guys run on in elections.
Well, exactly. You've made the entire point of this, that if you have basically, the legislature is run by, I know this sounds kind of really strange, they identify as pro-life, but they vote, which is my first question about why are you joining this party instead of the other party? It's the life issue. But you vote to increase government every time you get a chance. That is, it's conservative on a life issue. And very, very liberal or progressive on the size and scope of government. And those are not Republican ideals, even though they have become Republican ideas as they center in Montgomery. It's to grow government, and therefore they need more money to do it. But it's not a good idea.
We'll get you out of here on this, Senator. The thing... kind of big picture here, the whole game, name of the game for the Republicans that run Montgomery right now, it's not necessarily this ideological conservatism, but it's jobs, it's economic development. You hear that as a buzzword a lot around Montgomery, and a lot of times, you know,
the civil authorities have issued a required monthly test for all of Alabama beginning at 11:18 a.m. and ending at 11:33 a.m. This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Workforce. I want to have the ability to ask people to, hey, let's go start businesses. Let's keep things home on. Let's support our local guys. Let's focus on us instead of corporate America. And if we do that, we will continue to grow in this state in the respect of entrepreneurs. And therefore, we will totally strengthen our economy. You don't strengthen an economy with gambling. That's not what it's for. It's a wealth transfer.
Hey, Senator, we're up against a break here, but folks want to find out more about the Alabama Foundation for Limited Government or anything else, can you tell them where to look?
Well, I have now closed the foundation, and I operate for the limited government. We are a federation. I just got tired of all that federal paperwork.
Oh, okay.
But, that's enough to drive you bonkers. So we're wide open, and we're all over the state, and I work with ANU Bank and the Alabama Legislative Watchdogs, and I work with the Take Back Action Fund up in Auburn. John Pudner and all of that small government group, John's helped me on several of the tax fighting issues, and we're not in bad shape. We don't need more money coming from gambling in order to help education. That's not going to do it.
Senator, thanks for your time this morning. Let's talk again real soon.
Thank you much.
That was former State Senator John Rice on the program. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is Jeff Moore on the Jeff Moore Show.